the birth of Jesus. There was a great commandment from Caesar Augustus, who was the emperor, that all of his empire should be taxed. So everybody had to go to their own city. And Joseph, who was engaged to get married to Mary, went up from Galilee, from Nazareth, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was one of the descendants of David. And him and his wife Mary, who was pregnant with Jesus. She was expecting Jesus. When they came there, there was no room in any of the hotels. And so they were told that they had to go and just sleep with the animals. Now, that is awful, and it just shows how God did not make everything easy for his son. He didn't think, oh, this is my special little baby, I'm going to make sure that he has everything that he needs. Instead, he was born in a dirty cattle shed. Now, there were animals there, and they were eating their food from a manger, which is where the food is put for them to eat out of. And they cleaned it out, and that was what they had to use for a cradle for Jesus.
I bet the donkey would have been happy.
Well, he would have been surprised, I'm sure. And it also shows how Mary and Joseph were poor, because normally if you've got money, you can always find some hotel to stay in. But they were poor. And even when Jesus was born, they offered the offering that poor people could offer when a child was born. And so they were poor. And God loves to do this sort of thing, to work through the humble and the weak and the small things. So it's very important when a baby is born that everything is really clean. And yet Jesus was born in a dirty and smelly cattle shed or a stable. So then, they wrapped Jesus up in what we'd call nappies and put him in the manger. Now, in that area, there were shepherds who were out in the field looking after their sheep all night. And the angel of the Lord came to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were frightened. But the angel said to them, "Don't fear, I bring you good tidings, the gospel, of great joy that is coming to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David," that's Bethlehem, "the Saviour, who is Christ the Lord, the Messiah of Israel. And you will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Well, that is very unusual. And suddenly there was with that angel a huge multitude, a large company of the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." So when the angels had gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go into Bethlehem and see what's happened, because the Lord has made it known to us." So they hurried there, and they found Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they told everybody everywhere about this. And everybody marvelled at what they were told. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now, when the time came for the baby to be circumcised, that's a cut of the flesh in the little boy's boy bit, they named him Jesus, which means God saves, which was the name, of course, that the angel had told Mary to use for him. So then they took him up to Jerusalem to present him before the Lord, because in the law of Moses it was written that every firstborn son shall be called holy to the Lord. And they offered a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, which, as I said, was the offering that was made by the poor people. And there was in Jerusalem a man called Simeon, who was very faithful to God. And the Holy Spirit, the power of God, had revealed to him that he wouldn't die before he had seen God's Messiah. So the Holy Spirit led him that day to the temple. And when Mary and Joseph brought in the child Jesus, Simeon took him up in his arms and praised God and said, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." Mary and Joseph marvelled at the things which were spoken about Jesus. And Simeon told them, "This child is going to bring about the fall and rising again of many in Israel. He shall be a sign against which many shall speak, and a sword is going to pierce your own body also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Now, there had come wise men from the east to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is he that's born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." So these wise men from the east had seen a star, a special sign from God, that was leading them to where the Messiah, the Son of God, was to be born. And they had faithfully followed all the way from the east, whatever that was, to come to try to find him. Now, when Herod the king heard about this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And he gathered together all the priests and scribes and asked them where the Messiah, or the Christ — Christ means Messiah — where the Messiah should be born. They replied, "In Bethlehem of Judea, because that's what's written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" So Herod sent secretly for the wise men and asked them when the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "You go and search for this young child, and when you've found him, please come back and tell me about it, so that I may come and worship him." Now that was not what Herod wanted to do. He wanted to kill this new king, because he couldn't stand the thought of anybody else being king apart from him. So the wise men departed, and the star which they had seen in the east went before them and stood over the place where the young child was. They were very happy when they saw the star, because it seemed it had disappeared for a little bit. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him and presented to him gifts, gold, frankincense and myrrh. But they were warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod. And so they went back to their country another way. When the wise men had left, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Get up, take the young child and his mother, and run away into Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the child to destroy him." So Joseph got up straight away and took the young child and his mother into Egypt. Now, Joseph is very good at responding straight away to God's word, and that is how we should be, responding straight away to what God says. When Herod realized that the wise men had deceived him and hadn't come back to him as he had made them promise, he was very angry, and he ordered that all the children under 2 years old in Bethlehem and the whole area around there should be killed. And then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet. "In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted, because they were not." But when Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Get up and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for those who were searching to kill the child are dead." So Joseph, very obedient, got up and took Jesus and his mother, Mary, and went into the land of Israel. But he was frightened to go when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in the place of his father Herod. So again God warned him in a dream, and so he went to live in the area of Galilee, and they settled in the city of Nazareth.